The future of reporting now.
This is Concordia News Radio.
Good morning. It's currently 12 degrees and sunny at the Loyola campus of Purdue University. I'm Liam Christen, and here are today's headlines. A local Indigenous leader is honored by the city of Côte-Saint-Luc in our first segment, followed by a new street mural on McKay Street to encourage pedestrian access. Finally, we will see how a new four-legged friend joins the Concordia team. In our first section, a public sector union negotiations with the government continues. A general teacher strike is becoming a growing possibility, as we hear from Max Muller with more teachers are feeling fed up.
People are very frustrated with the government.
That's Lori Newton, the president of the Montreal's Teachers Union. She was among 100,000 public sector workers who were demonstrating for better wages and working conditions this weekend. The frustration that Lori and many teachers across Quebec are feeling is the result of unmet demands. The Teachers Union is seeking wage adjustments to cover the projected cost of living increases over the next 5 years. Lori says that a boost in wages will increase their professional autonomy by retaining current teachers as well as attracting new staff to help deal with class sizes. At the most recent negotiation, the government offered a 9% increase, but Lori said that this is simply not enough.
That does not cover the cost of projected inflation. It's impoverishing teachers by 7.5% at least over the next 5 years.
As dissatisfaction among teachers grows, a strike is becoming a concrete possibility. Lori said that the teachers of the English Montreal School Board voted 89% in favor of a general unlimited strike, and that several other school boards are leaning in the same direction. Treasury Board President Sonia Labelle asked on social media that unions demonstrate more flexibility during the collective bargaining process, but union leaders say that it's not about flexibility and that the time for better salaries and working conditions is now. Max Mahler, Concordia News, Montreal.
Thank you, Max. Next, the city of Côte-Saint-Luc is honoring Nakuset, the executive director of the Native Women's Shelter of Montreal. The Human Rights Walkaway ceremony will be unveiling a plaque in her honor. Blake Saraga is in Côte-Saint-Luc and he joins me live. Blake, what's happening right now?
So I'm here right now at Pierre Elliott Trudeau Park, and let me tell you, it is a sight to see. It's a beautiful day, the birds are chirping, and about 150 people have gathered in honor of Nakuset this morning. I had the chance to listen to Nakuset speak about her inspiration and her motivation to continue her journey of making Montreal a safer place for the Indigenous people as well as the homeless. She told me,
"I'm really honored that Côte-Saint-Luc has decided that I should be here. And I know that the mayor had mentioned my body."
As you can tell, Nakuset became very emotional when talking about the effect her grandmother had on her upbringing. Nakuset also touched on her mantra.
If I can do something, I will. And that's literally my mantra. Someone's going to do it.
She calls on the community for help and looks forward to the Every Child Matters March this coming Saturday.
Thanks, Blake. That was Blake Saraga reporting live from a ceremony honoring Nakuset in Côte-Saint-Luc. Next, Longueuil police have been looking into a so-called grandparent scam that has defrauded senior citizens out of thousands. Alessandro Camisso reports.
Over the last couple of weeks, the Longueuil police have uncovered a complex web of frauds targeting grandparents. The fraudsters allegedly contact elderly people pretending to be a loved one in distress. 24-year-old Marc Anthony Fatibiene now faces two charges, including fraud. He was arrested on September 14th, but granted bail 4 days later. Former classmate Maria Antola was stunned to hear the news.
Of course not. I was absolutely shocked when I saw the article, especially like me and my friends that went to high school with him. We were both shocked because we would have never expected that someone from our high school would do something with that.
Longueuil police spokesperson Melody Mercil issued tips on how to keep people protected from potential scammers.
Yeah, we recommend first contacting another family member to confirm that the person is truly in need. We say that financial institution will never ask for your bank card to anyone.
The Longueuil police have released pictures of up to 7 alleged fraudsters. They're now asking for the public's help to identify them. Alessandro Camisso, Concordia News.
Thank you, Alessandro. On September 8th, the Arts and Science Federation ASFA hosted an event to promote the pedestrianization of McKay Street. Now, 2 weeks later, they'll be reaping the seeds they've sowed just in time for Climate Week strikes. Matthew Daldalian has more on the story. Matthew, why are these students now painting a mural at the downtown campus?
Well, Liam, I'm currently at Concordia Sir George Williams campus downtown Montreal, specifically on McKay Street between Sherbrooke and Maisonneuve, where the mural will actually be painted. And plain and simple, I'll keep it plain and simple, the mural is to catch people's eyes. It's said to be the court's logo, and it's meant to raise people's brows and ask what a pedestrianized McKay might look like. To give you an idea, on their official Instagram page, one of today's group's reasoning behind McKay's potential transformation is to limit vehicular harm to actual students. Now, I'd also like to mention that today, Wednesday, will only be the planning and sketching part of the project, and the actual painting will commence on Friday. Having spoken to some participants, the project is actually one part of a grander scheme, a joint effort by ASFA members and students from the Geography Undergraduate Student Society, or GUS. And on Friday, GUS, along with other Concordia Student Associations, plan to strike for climate awareness. One of GUS's demands on their actual strike mandate to the university is, in fact, to close off McKay to cars. And I actually spoke to student Amir El-Sharkawi, a computer science student on campus, about how he feels about that.
Since we're driving all the time, today we had a parking problem, so I'm not agreeing with those people who wants this only pedestrian. It's not going to change anything because there's like other streets down there. They're open to traffic. But this this part of like this street is mostly like students are walking through here. That makes sense.
And why did the pedestrians choose McKay to paint a mural out of all things for their cause?
Right. Well, Liam, you have to understand that these students are in a bit of a precarious situation because they have a limited amount of options to raise awareness for their cause while still under the purview of the university. Not to mention that the project is relatively still in its infancy, hence the painting of the mural happening simultaneously to other climate strikes in order to get more eyes on it. And this morning, I spoke to one of the organizers and progenitors of the pedestrianization effort, Lily Charette, who otherwise is ASFA's mobilization coordinator. And this is what she told me about picking the actual mural.
A big thing that we're missing a lot in these movements that push for like a lot of these like bigger demands and stuff is to have wins. When you're asking for big things like climate justice, like you're not going to get that. You're not going to get that for a long time. Having ways to make it like a more enjoyable process and also to have it be visible. So like, I feel like a mural is a great way to like express that. And it's a good way to, you know, bring people out and draw attention to it and like make it more of a community thing.
So there you go. And of course, the paint itself isn't going to be permanent. Sharon mentioned that the mural itself is really just to make a statement in light of a bigger protests. She expects it to fade after a week or two, if not less, due to cars actually driving.
Wow. Well, all right. Best of luck to them. That was Matthew Daldalian informing us about a new street mural for pedestrianization of McKay Street on Concordia's downtown campus. Thanks, Matt. Now, in our following segment, AI is curing cancer. Montreal CHUM Hospital is now innovating with artificial intelligence to assist in better care for cancer patients and facilitate booking appointments at the hospital. Developed in partnership with a Montreal-based startup, Grey Oncology Solution, Grey OS has helped shorten waiting lists and relieve stress for many nurses. In an interview with the Montreal Gazette, CHUM Head of AI Innovation, Kathy Malas, has highlighted the popularity of the AI tool and expressed willingness in spreading it to other departments. A major fire broke out last weekend at a Dorval residence, leaving 26 families out of a home. The fire department believes that the fire started on a balcony. Social media is now helping people rebuild their lives. Joshua Loon joins us in the studio with more. Josh, what can you tell us about the situation?
The fire started around 1:30 in the afternoon on Saturday, intersection of Crescent and Garden in Dorval. They're in great need, and losing everything might be affected in your personal life. I spoke to Vanessa Lebizet. She's a John Abbott student and would has two boys. And she just moved into Dorval. She says Facebook page helped the victims has made a big difference.
Right away, the community of Dorval, right away, they came in, they helped in any way they can. I found our school bags through there. We've had people donating clothing items to me and my sons, snacks, a little bit of toys so the boys can be occupied. And still today, almost every day, people message me, like, giving me information about apartment buildings. They still ask if we need anything else, and they tell me, don't be shy to reach out for anything at all.
I spoke to one of the organizers, Sari Sapir. She created this Facebook page. She says, right now, the victims are looking for a place to live. Sapir says that using social media is the best way to communicate and reach out for people, reach out for help. This is the new way of life of humanity.
Great, wonderful. Thank you very much, Josh. In our next story, FTC sues Amazon. The American Federal Trade Commission is taking legal action against e-commerce giant Amazon. The lawsuit claims that the company is maintaining illegal monopoly power. The case was started by FTC Chairwoman Lina Khan, who has been accumulating evidence against Amazon since 2017. The case is crucial for FTC to finally build up credibility after multiple failures at attempting to regulate big tech monopoly. In order to get something out of the lawsuit, the FTC will have to prove Amazon had intentionally acted in a way that hurts consumers financially. Next up, a Liberal member of Parliament named Anthony Rota is now resigning from his position after he invited Yaroslav Honka to Parliament, a former Ukrainian and Nazi soldier. The action has been condemned by multiple Jewish advocacy organizations, as well as the Polish government, who is now attempting to extradite Honka. Rota has since apologized for his act and called it an error on his part. The remaining MPs will now have to choose a new presiding officer so they may continue to operate. Concordia's campus safety and protection services have noticed that students' anxiety levels have been going up, especially after the COVID-19 pandemic. To help students have an easier time at school, Concordia has a new officer on duty, a 5-month-old Portuguese water dog named Newton. Chantal Bellefeuille has more on this story. Chantal, tell me about Newton.
So I met Newton at the Campus Safety and Protection Services office on Concordia's downtown campus. When the director opened the door, like this large ball of fluff in a vest, identifying him as a therapy dog, came running down the hallway. And he's like super friendly, he's full of energy, and he loves to be pet.
And why did Concordia decide to adopt a therapy dog for students?
Well, Concordia has had therapy dogs on campus these last few years, but they have always been around like during exam periods. So I spoke to Director Darren Dumoulin of Concordia's Campus Safety and Protection Services, and he explained to me the main reason why Newton is part of their team.
We thought it was important to have something a little more permanent, as well as something that we can use or bring to bear in cases where students are suffering from anxiety or even, for example, a panic attack or that kind of thing. Newton can be used in those situations, but also we just want him out there walking around campus to meet the students and give them even that little moment of happiness between classes.
The response from students has been very positive. Concordia isn't the only school to adopt a therapy dog. The owner of one of Carleton University's therapy dogs says that these animals can also help students whose family live like far away or deal with heartaches and help students feel more at home. I asked a biochemistry student, Akalia A.J. Atran, about how therapy dogs impact students' mental health.
Who doesn't like dogs, right? I feel like especially nowadays with like our mental health like on a steady decline, I feel like anything is helpful. So like especially like service dogs, they bring such comfort and like such a stress reliever to people. I think overall like you can't go wrong.
Chandran thinks that dogs like Newton are a great addition to Concordia's students' mental health.
That's great. And could you tell us where students can find Newton?
Students can find Newton 4 days a week between Monday and Friday during 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. He does rounds 2 times a day. When he is on duty, he can be found both at Loyola and George William campuses.
Thank you. Good luck to Newton. That was Chantal Bellefeuille reporting. The 21st edition of Pop Montreal starts today. The 5-day festival will feature more than 400 artists in concerts, art exhibitions, fashion shows, and movie screenings all around the city. Tickets and passes are available for purchase now at popmontreal.com. The temperatures will remain steady through the afternoon, hovering in the low 20s. Tonight, the thermometer will drop to around 10 degrees. Enjoy the last bits of sunshine, as there are no showers in the forecast until next week. That's your news at 11:45. Thanks for listening. For Concordia News, I'm Liam Kristen.